Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the daily MacCorp podcast for the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is for Monday, the 13th of July, 2020. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. A much better day today than Friday. So let's start with the daily volume. It's up just over 1.6 billion. And that's up from 1.3 billion on Friday. That leaves the average volume at just over 3.2 million, and that's up from 2.6 million on Friday. There was 487 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and the average percentage gain loss for the 487 stocks is 0.88%. So that's a positive, and that's up from a negative 0.36% on Friday. So that's a step in the right direction. Of the 487 ASX resource stocks that were traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there was 177 with a gain. That's up significantly from 141 on Friday, so a positive sign there. There was 134 with no gain. That's up from 126, and there's 176 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 225. So that's a step in the right direction, that there's slightly more gains today than losses as far as the number of stocks. So let's look at the next positive, and that is the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today, and they were Prospect Resources, ASX code PSC, and it had a percentage gain of 62.5% today. So congrats to holders of that stock. However, the volume over the last three traded days has only increased from under a million to just over a million in volume. So be keeping an eye on that, a little bit curious as to why that's had such a significant gain with such small volume. At number two, we have Verisken Mines Limited, ASX code VAR. I'll pronounce that again, Verisken Mines Limited, ASX code VAR, and it had a percentage gain of 47.62% today with volume in excess of 5 million. At number three, we have Terrain Minerals Limited, ASX code TMX. It had a percentage gain of 42.86% today, with volume in excess of 19 million, close to 20 million. At equal number three, we have First AU Limited, ASX code FAU, and it also had a percentage gain of 42.86%. with volume just over 7 million. And finishing off at number five is Renew Energy Limited, ASX code RNE, and it had a percentage gain of 29.41% today. Also on low volume of only just over 200,000 with volume. And just remembering, the average volume today was 3.2 million. In volume is the average, and there's at least a couple of those well below the average that made the top five ASX resource stocks for today. However, congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. So let's now move on to the commodities, and the best performing commodities today were gold, copper, cobalt and zinc. The highest traded stock was Los Cerros Limited. I'll pronounce that again. Los Cerros Limited, ASX code LCL, and 12.16% of the company was traded today. And the best project location today was Kalgoorlie in Western Australia, with a number of gold stocks performing extremely well. Let's look at the percentage of the average annual spend versus Yeah, the average annual spend of staff admin versus projects for the last 12 months. And for the top 20, the average was 46% on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving 54% average spent on projects over the last 12 months with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. Let's move on to the ERP statistics. There was 140 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution, down slightly from 141 on Friday. The average percentage gain is -0.14% with 140 ERP ASX resource stocks, and that's increased or improved from -0.85% on Friday. Volume is also up significantly to 541 million, and that's up from 390 million on Friday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's round off today's podcast with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Prospect Resources Limited, ASX code PSC. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects, predominantly based in Zimbabwe, Africa, and predominantly based in lithium, but do have other commodities as well. So let's look at their spend over the last 12 months. They've spent 680,000 on staff, on projects. So I'll say that again, 684,000 on projects, and a high 2.8 million on staff admin. So that's a swing of 81% of money available is being spent on staff admin with Prospect Resources, leaving 19% spent on projects. But it's worthwhile to ask questions as to where the money's been spent with that, as one of their projects is an advanced stage, and they may be putting extra staff and other things on in preparation for the project moving forward. But again, this is questions to go back to the board with. Let's look at their current bank balance. They're currently sitting at just over $500,000 in the bank, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. Their share price is now sitting at 19.5 cents as of close of trade today. It started the year at 18 cents, so up slightly for the year. As mentioned earlier, volume is extremely low. It's just over $1 million in volume, and the average was well at over $3 million today in volume for those companies that appeared on our daily report today. They have a current market cap of 55 plus million. There are 285 plus million shares on offer. And let's look at the shareholdings of the company, and we'll start with the directors. The directors own in excess of 11% of the company between them. And as far as the top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of 66% of the company. So a very strong top 20 shareholding, along with the directors as well. So that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Prospect Resources Limited, ASX code PSC. Again, congrats to all holders of the top five ASX resource stocks today and anyone that made a positive gain. We appreciate you listening to our podcast, and if you have any suggestions or topics you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at macorp.net.au, and thanks again for listening. Good evening.